Hey Husker fans, Sam McEwen with the Omaha World Herald and HuskerExtra.com. This is this week's showdown with Sam McEwen. It's a solo showdown this week. We're going to recap a little bit of the three biggest things I saw at Big Ten Media Days. I'll get to that in a second. I want to remind everybody to subscribe to Husker Extra. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We've got a full training camp coming up. Okay, so training camp starts, already started, but we got our first media availability on Friday, and then we'll be able to watch a little bit of practice on Monday. So this is the time to subscribe. Remember, you've got a customizable app, and we've got great new features coming with Husker Extra 2.0, the second season of Husker Extra. New columnist and Amy Jess, she will join me on the showdown next week to recap what we see at practice on Monday. So that will be a fun showdown next week. But subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Ireland is only 30 days away, and so this is the time to subscribe to Husker Extra. Okay, so Nebraska goes to Big Ten Media Days on Tuesday. They opened camp on Wednesday. They had Fan Day Tuesday night. First time I haven't been to Fan Day in a while, but I wasn't able to be there because we were at Big Ten Media Days at the exact same time. Frost talked for about 40 minutes with reporters, and then three players, Garrett Nelson, Quentin Newsom, and Travis Vokolek, also talked to us, and I wanted to give my three takeaways from that event. No, I'm not going to talk much about Frost's lack of opening statement or his comportment with the media. I think there's a lot of conversation about that, and I'll kind of leave that aside and go for some of the nuts and bolts stuff. So I want to start with a comment that Scott Frost made at the side podium